The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM. Proudly sponsored by Aldi, bringing you Christmas all wrapped up.
Jason Byrne is in the house.
There he is. You all right?
How are you, Jason? Are you well?
Yeah, I was with the script last week, or the other week.
Are you?
On Sunday brunch.
Oh, how are the lads?
Yeah, they're good. They're all right.
Yeah?
They don't know the day.
They don't?
No.
maybe it's better like that.
Yeah. And then they're I think they're going to do 5 days in Croke Park. It's going to be great.
Oh. It's not going to happen.
No, we know.
Did you know there's residents now after running out of the house
to you? No, don't worry, there's
they're
not.
Gone.
It's okay.
Right, just a rumour.
Right,
I'll do 5 days in Croke Park. I guarantee you it won't fail. Lovely.
Right, Jay, stay there for a second. We've got to deal with the laugh. Loads of people texting and calling us in. We've just been briefing you out in the control room about what this laugh thing is. So please.
I listen to it all the time.
I know you do.
I didn't know you're still on this one.
Yeah. Still one. As long
still
as
the
5 weeks.
Same one. I don't know
six
how long it's gone on. I think
three
it is.
3 months.
It's about 3 months.
What? Have a listen, Jason. Here it is.
Okay.
Now, we know he's not American. He's not Irish. He's got black.
He doesn't have black hair.
1972 in Paddington. They are the clues, okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll go to the phone line and see what we've got today. Claire's in Donegal. Hey, Claire.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, yeah.
What are you doing? You shopping? You working? Chilling?
Yeah, I'm working. I work in the dealer for Yad's Paper in Donegal, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Busy at the moment?
Yeah, flat out, yeah.
Okay, well, we won't keep you. Here is the laugh. Now, for all these prizes, Jenny will get into her car and drive to you in Donegal today.
Well, yes,
he keeps
will.
Offering that now.
And deliver that.
I'm bringing Jason with me.
Yeah, I'll go.
Who was that laughing? Who do you think it is, Claire?
I think it is Jeremy Clarkson.
Top Gear man, Jeremy Clarkson. Okay. Is it Jeremy Clarkson?
Producer Al!
No.
Claire's not.
Sorry.
He has a Paddington connection, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that, Claire? What's the connection?
Yeah. His family founded a company that made the first Paddington Bear in 1972.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Oh, wow.
See, that's not fair.
That's really good thinking,
well,
Claire.
I think I should get a prize for that anyway.
We'll send you out.
Do you want a meet and greet with Jason Byrne?
Yeah, we'll send you great. I'll drive to Donegal, say howie, and then drive back.
Thanks, Claire. We'll send you something. Jenny will send you a club sandwich DVD.
She thought she had it. 1972, Paddington.
I can see where she's coming from now.
Mm.
All right, let's go to line two. Let's talk to Sarah, who's in Mayo. How are you, Sarah?
I'm fine, Jenny. How are you?
Well, you're one of the privileged few. You managed to get through today. There's people killing each other.
Yeah. I got lucky.
It is very lucky.
Don't let your luck run out just yet, Sarah.
No, okay. No. Who do you think this laugh is?
I think it's Russell Crowe.
What was he? The gladiator, wasn't
he? Yeah, he was. He's not Irish. He's not American.
He's Australian.
He's Australian.
Does he have black hair or brown hair? Would you go brown?
Kind of brown.
Kind of brown.
So we're still on par. Sarah, is it Russell Crowe? Sarah, it's not. I'm sorry.
This is just not fair.
Sorry.
Sorry, Sarah.
Okay, thanks.
Now, sometimes, Jason, I try and give people two guesses, but they don't let me. They go absolutely ballistic.
That's because you're too nice.
I know, thanks. I do try and help people.
You know?
You know,
these Irish quizzes never work out well. You know what I mean? If my mom was running, it'd be over ages ago. Who do you think it is? It doesn't matter. I'll tell you who it is. Well done. Now, come on. Next quiz.
Teresa from Dublin, living in Cork. How are you? You well?
Hi, Nicky. Hi, Jenny.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm not here.
Oh, sorry, Jason's here as well.
It's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, Teresa.
Teresa.
Without a hate.
To you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, Teresa. Who do you think it is? Mark Owen from Take That.
The lovely Mark. Is it Mark Owen? Is it?
Oh. Teresa, are you sitting down?
No.
Do you want to?
Do I need to?
It's not Mark Owen.
Oh, really?
You shouldn't have. That was mean, Teresa. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't. I could have taken the break and said, hang on.
I will slap him. I promise I will, Teresa, okay? And happy Christmas.
All right.
Yeah, hard luck, Teresa.
Okay,
yeah, best. Thanks for ringing in. Yeah.
Bye.
That's great. Okay, brilliant.
God. Look at this.
I know. So, Mark Owen, who else did we were guests there at that time? Just the last three.
Mark Owen,
Russell
Jeremy
Crowe.
Clarkson, and Russell Crowe.
They joined the list, the long list there now, which is on our website and on our MB Show page as well, if you want to check it out.
When do I get a go?
Do you want this list, by the way?
No, I can see Ed Byrne written there.
No,
I went flying through. I can't see. There's too many.
Is it you?
It's not me.
Yeah.
And that's not me guess. That's not me guess.
Okay, hang on. Listen again.
I think I know who it is.
Do you?
Can I give him a guess?
Joe, you can
I'll
guess.
I'll write it down.
No, let him guess.
You can guess and we just won't tell him it's right or wrong.
No, if all he right? guesses, can he not donate it to somebody?
No.
Why not?
Well, how am I going to get it right? Well, this just is impossible.
Just guess and we just won't
producer
say if it's right.
Al is in like it.
The producer came running in just in case.
I got hot.
No, I don't work for 2FM, so nobody told me.
All right.
If Jason guesses it correctly,
oh, okay.
Jason doesn't win the prizes, no. But we'll put the prize into one big draw and everyone can text into it.
Okay. I'm not going to win it.
Yeah, but you never know.
You never know. Oh, okay. It would be our luck that you would.
I can't see it in yourself.
I can't see the guy's
sake.
Name that I'm thinking of.
Okay. Oh, that. Well, is he Irish?
No.
Is he American?
No.
Does he have black hair?
Kind of brownie.
Okay, 1972 mean anything?
It could be the same date of birth as me.
And Paddington?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's only because I just read. No, I'm probably wrong. I don't
he
know.
He wears a red coat.
Shandabot.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
Hey, us, come on,
is
we have to take a break.
Okay,
we're
right
into your stuff.
I just think, just because of his voice and the way he sounds, is it Chris Martin from Coldplay?
He's been guessed, I think.
I can't see him.
Yeah, look, there he is.
Oh, damn! You wasted your guess, you absolute hippopotamus.
I think it's Santa.
That sounded so like him.
It's nearly Christmas.
That is my favourite Christmas song of all time.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
Ever?
Do you remember the awful clothes they were wearing?
You'd
know. No,
I remember.
You'd
know.
Oh, come on, Jason. You. Back me up here. White fluffy coats. Come on.
I have a few white suits to my name. I'm not going to lie. Boots.
Would that have anything to do with the Westlife videos? Have they done any of that? Have you done any of that?
Yeah, listen.
A bit of white clothesies.
Listen to this.
What?
If you mention the word on the show, you've got to put a euro in the box.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a swear jar.
Okay, right.
Okay, so put it down. It goes to charity.
What have I got? I've got some chewing gum. I'm not going to get out of my coat. I'll get money out of my coat. Oh, yeah, listen, before I forget, my wife wants to buy me Minecraft Lego for Christmas.
Oh, is this your international hint to your other half what you want? So you're not really hinting.
I can't find it anywhere, so people could text in and tell us. That'd be great.
Minecraft Lego.
She can't find it for you.
Do you
love Minecraft?
Yeah, I love it.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. 51552 in the text. Jason Bourne's
wife. Come on, help me.
Needs to find some
She's
Minecraft Lego for Christmas.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to be very disappointed on Christmas morning.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm sure wouldn't be.
But this is a genuine plea. She needs, because it is international. Remind your significant other.
Yeah, yeah,
what
we got to get it.
Yeah, what
Christmas.
You want. And J.O.'s just done it there.
And a Ferrari.
So, Minecraft Lego.
Anywhere we can find a Ferrari. If people could please text it.
We could make you a Ferrari out of the Lego.
Yes.
Will that help?
Yeah.
That'll help.
Okay.
That'll
every morning I normally build a Lego that Santa leaves anyway.
Okay.
I normally have to jump in on top of that.
And then help out.
Yeah. Do you do that?
Christmas morning is about helping. As soon as you see all the toys, the kids are like, Daddy, this one, Daddy, this one.
Make it.
Wow. All you want to do is have a sausage sandwich with the white pudding dripping down you, dipping into the egg.
Come on,
Ireland!
I love a fry. Do you know that's what kept Ireland going? All this healthy stuff, we got to stop doing it. We've got to ease up on the health.
There's my fruit juice there, look.
I know, look at you, that's going to come out of your hoop in seconds. Do you know what I mean, Nicky? What are you drinking?
Apple, pineapple, cucumber, celery, spinach, lime, avocado, and let me get this one right, spirulina?
It's so
spirulina,
good.
Spirulina, yeah.
So
you
good for you.
Yeah.
Here's a really good one, right? Because years ago, like my family are all Coopers, right? They all worked in Guinnesses, right? And basically what they did was they all cycled to work, they ate massive dinners with loads of cabbage on it and had a pint now and again, and they lived forever.
Really?
Yeah, and they were all just tanks.
So cabbage, though, was a bit... Do you remember even when you were younger, your granny would go, will you have a cup of cabbage water?
Cabbage
and you were like,
water? It's like sliced underpants. Isn't it? Sliced underpants dipped in green slime.
I've never drank them, but I'll take your word for it.
You never drank some... You've never eaten underpants. What are we talking about?
God, Jason, you're in Vicker Street. You're in Vicker Street. You name the show is the name of the show?
Yeah, people are naming the show. That's what they're doing. They have a bit of crack on the night. I give out whiteboards and they actually name the show.
Okay, so every show, there's a different name every night?
Yeah, different name and then different stuff going on. It's just the usual, you know, mayhem.
So if someone shouts up to you, Minecraft is the name of the show, you've got to make up Minecraft stuff.
No, they actually write it down on whiteboards.
Okay.
So whatever happens during the night, they write the titles. I don't see the titles to the end.
Right.
And then we all decide, we have great crack on it though.
Right.
Some of the titles are just mental. And a lot of them we can't even mention.
In fact,
I don't think any of them.
Probably not.
It's a good job that's an example.
There's been 60 something of them that we have to say here. Oh, one was, actually, one we can was Sorry Grandad.
Okay.
And that's because this 16-year-old brought his granddad to me show. And he just wrote Sorry Grandad.
Sorry about that.
And granddad was like, it's all right. Don't mind,
I thought the bit about them was the best.
Actually, I'll tell you really quickly, right? This couple in, I was doing a gig in the West End, the Apollo, was doing a show there, and this old couple shuffled in. I'd started the show, right? This is a lovely story. And they shuffled in their brown Macs, and the whole place was full, like 800 people just looking down, these guys shuffling down the lane, down the aisle. They sat in their two front seats. They got themselves organised. They were old now and all organised. And I just went, because everybody was laughing, like, this probably was like, they were
they arrived late? Like,
yeah, they thought it was part of the show. I went, are you okay? And they went, yes. And I said, is that the right show? And your woman goes, is this Cats? Right? In the West End. And I went, no, sorry, love, Cats is next door. Right? And she went, oh. I said, do you want to go? And she goes, no, well, hang on. So they hung on, right? This is so nice, right? Everybody now in the room loved them, right? So all my material went through them to make sure it was all right. I said, I'm going to talk about this now. Is it okay? And she was going, yeah, yeah. So anyway, I had the break. And then I came back after the break thinking they'd be gone. There they were sitting there, their coats all folded, ready again. And I says, I thought you would have went. And she goes, no, no, I'm quite enjoying all the swearing. And I went, what about him? And she goes, oh, he's totally deaf. Right? And I went, well, what were you going to do? Like, you're going to bring him to a musical and he's deaf. And she goes, he likes all the jumping around. So I actually did a song. I did a song from Cats then for them. Oh, but that is just the best. And I don't even know. That was so long ago. I hope that couple are still around. They're such a lovely story, the two of them.
Can I ask you, is there any Irish well-known people that are mentioned in your stand-up, that feature in your show?
No.
Just as a couple of characters I find that really are just, you know.
I thought you were alluding this. You're not going towards me here, are you?
No,
you
mean, like, I wasn't
okay,
actually.
Okay. John Bishop.
Well, I know John Bishop used
okay, well,
you.
I was at John because me and John are good mates. And I went to John's show the other night in England, and then up comes Nicky Burns' name in the middle of the show. Because you see, I think John was in here, which was he?
He was on the phone, but also we did soccer aid and a couple of football things together.
Yeah, yeah.
Charity,
so
he's a good lad.
In John's show, he talks about missing penalties all the time, right? And now he told Nicky that he was in the show, but he didn't say much, but this is what he actually says. He goes, Nicky Boone wanted to take the penalty, and then he goes, I want to take it. Let me take it. That's what he said. Poor old Nicky.
I do sound like a leprechaun.
That was John, a scouser being racist.
He definitely downplayed it now when he was talking to his daughter.
Yeah, I let him have it. And you know what? It was Murphy's like, he missed the penalty.
I know he missed
well.
Yeah.
He deserved
you
it.
You were brilliant in that match, though.
Thank you very much. Have you seen my goal?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That little chippy clippy
little
clip.
It was Stretford in against England, Jason.
That is unbelievable, isn't it?
It was good, in fairness.
He's good at football.
Me.
You're a good man.
Back to you. Vicar Street, February 13th and Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. So if you know the way, like, a lot of us don't like talking to our partners, you can bring them to a gig and you don't have to talk to them, right? You don't have to talk to them for like 2 hours.
It's actually great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
You just sit there and you go, ah, ha, 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 and you can all laugh in public and ha, 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 ha. Only you get in the car, right? And then they can
wait
sit
till
there.
I get you home.
You know, when you sit in the car, you're always dead afterwards, aren't you, Nick?
Yeah.
No matter where you are, you're dead afterwards. So you go out for a dinner party, you're dead afterwards. You don't know why. You just sit in the car. You sit in the car, and then it's like, oh, well, you look like you're having a great time, aren't you? Laughing away, everybody, aren't you? Oh, ha, 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 ha. But it's feeling all like that at home. Isn't that be great? I'd love to see your face smiling once. Just once in the house. But, oh, no, we sit there with a big bum head. That's all you have. So it's like, but so come along to Vicar Street.
Now, is anyone going to... Are you going to get abused, though, if you sit in the front row?
No.
Or no?
I never abuse anybody.
Do you not?
No, I'm very, very careful not to... No, I never upset anyone. I've never upset anybody, and I've never used people that don't want to be used. Because I look down, and they're, like, just looking at their laps. They don't want to be used.
Because they're usually the ones that people do pick on.
Yeah, no.
You're kind of trying to hide.
No, I've never... I mean, like, things just happened to me. Like, that old couple that came in. Do you know what I mean? And then I did a gig in Cambridge where this guy left a note saying, I want to propose to my wife. Can I do that during your show? Or at the end, I went... And I'd never seen him. You know, I didn't physically see him. I went, oh, yeah, that's okay. He goes, my wife's pregnant. My name's Dave, right? We're near the front, whatever.
All right, Dave.
So, yeah, I go back on, right? I do this thing called an interview where I get a couple up and I interview them just for a bit of crack, funny questions about their relationship. And I see the guy, this guy, right? His name is David, not Dave, right?
Oh.
Pregnant woman. I go, brilliant. Up they get, talking away, right? Blah, blah, blah. And at the end, I go, is there anything you'd like to say to your partner?
Oh, no.
He goes, no. I went, nothing at all, nothing special. He goes, no. I go, what? So then she's pregnant, right? And he goes, well, maybe we could name our child. Let's call him Hugo, after one of the young fellas in the show. And I went, okay. I have to go to sit down. I'm going, what is going on? Someone's setting me up. So then I read out the note at the very end. I said, oh, no, I didn't read it. No, I said, is there a Dave Williams here? And blah, blah. And he's at the back. And he goes like this. And he comes up with a pregnant woman as well.
Oh, no.
Right? I do the interview thing again, right? Then I go, is there anything you'd like to ask your missus? And he goes, yes. So he asked her to marry him, right? And everybody goes, oh my God, that's beautiful. So they all sit down and I go, you have no idea the stress I've been under. 2 hours I've been trying not to ruin a man's life.
She did say yeah, I presume.
Yeah, but then I told the audience I got the wrong couple up and they all, you could hear all the pennies dropping because they were now realising why I was in sweating and asking all these stupid questions to the wrong Dave. And it just, I'm telling you now, when you go to my show, madness follows me everywhere.
I was going to say, do you prepare for anything? Do you ever get anything right, Jason, when you go on stage?
I have all my stories all written and ready. I've got my props all nice there and I go, and I've tried to do a straight show for 20 years and I've never done one. Because people, and do you know what, people don't heckle me. They put their hands up and they ask me stuff.
Excuse me, sir.
That's basically how the gigs are. They're nice and they like that.
You might regret saying that now.
No, don't worry.
God knows who we're going to send down to you. So it is Vicar Street, February 12th to 14th as well.
Yeah, and we've got, and jasonburn.ie, you'll see all the other gigs as well.
Great,
yeah.
And we're also, before we let you go, we just want to remind people listening that we are urgently and desperately hunting down some Minecraft.
We have some. We have an update.
Have we got an update?
Yeah, we have a lot of updates here. Okay. We'll let you go then, Jason.
Actually, should we read? If we read these out on air, someone else is looking.
We've
for
loads
Minecraft
of places.
Lego,
we've loads of places.
Yeah, but it's okay. I want because I met somebody else in a store recently, and they were like, "It's been a panic."
Well, listen,
help the nation.
Jason needs Minecraft from his missus for Christmas. Very important, as we all know. Smith's Toy Store sell Minecraft Lego. That's came from Wexford. Ring Mulvey and Carrick and Shannon or Toy Town Roscommon have massive Minecraft Lego.
Massive.
I bought my godson a Minecraft Lego set in Hopkins Toy Master Main Street Wicklow. Prices range from 20 to 100 quid depending on different ones. Enjoy, you big baby.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Fair play to everybody.
Just saw the Minecraft Lego. This might be the one you want. Just saw the Minecraft Lego at the Tills at Next. That's from Aoife in Dublin.
Next, as in
which one?
At Next. Okay, we can ring them and find them. And finally, Minecraft Lego at Amazon. Sally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I suddenly want it now myself.
We're on it. We're on it.
We've got to go, Jason.
Nicky,
Burke, thank you very much. We'll see you soon at Vicar Street. We'll go. We'll have a pint afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. Bye.